Alright, everyone, so it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Helping the Hotties. Obviously, DP's here. We can't do this on joystick because he's not doing the ID thing. He doesn't want to verify, and that is cool. So that means also I can't put these on joystick, but that's fine. You guys have plenty of other videos you're getting, and these are exclusive to BitChute and BitChute currently still. And MGTOW.TV. So, I don't think the big UK people are gonna have problems with these ladies. If they do, they can fuck off. So, let's go ahead and get started.
Oh, I remember. We just got to the first scene.
Yep. She must be exhausted from the trip. Should I wake her up?
Let her sleep.
Okay. Standing up. Oh.
Well, you get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's got features. Standing up, you grab your bags and make your way towards the door. Before leaving, you sneak out one last look. Before leaving, you sneak one last look at Jane.
Is that what he did?
And finally, you leave.
Oh, as his penis threw everywhere.
Out of breath, you arrive at the empty bus stop. Just in time. Huh? Where's the bus? Realizing the bus isn't near, you sit down. Good thing I almost busted a lung running here.
Main characters look alike.
Yeah, they always pick... I can't remember what name, which model it is, but there was a developer who said it's always so-and-so number 14. It's always that one they pick. Michael number 14 or something. Every Daz model has a name. So basically a lot of people use that same one. I still don't get it. Why did Eve's apprentice bail on her last minute? I bet they didn't want to waste their entire summer there again. However, your thoughts are interrupted by the bus pulling into the stop. Well, here we go. You board the empty bus and sit down. Of course it's empty. No one ever takes this line. The bus gets going, and slowly buildings pass you by, leaving the city. About an hour later, back to nature. Usually I like nature, but going back home, not a fan. 3 hours later, you finally arrive. Leaving the bus, you notice. Yeah, I guess it was too much to ask for someone to pick me up. Better be on my way then. Around 30 minutes of walking later, you arrive at the entrance of the camp. With a sigh, you look up. Red Falls. Still hesitant, you make your way towards the house. So many memories here. Bad ones, but I can't lie, some good ones too. Do I knock or just go in? Maybe it'd be better if... Suddenly the door bursts open. Grim! Hi. She jumps you, almost making you lose your balance.
Oh, how I miss you.
Miss you too, Em.
Aww.
A few seconds pass while neither of you says anything. Would you mind climbing down now?
No, not yet.
You did have your reason for asking. Emily's breasts were pressed hard against your chest. You really groaned.
I did?
Yeah, you're heavy. Hearing this, she gets off.
Hey, that's no way to talk to a lady.
He just walks around her staring up.
Oh, so now you're a lady?
Yeah, not really. Never mind. Come in.
For a split second, you hesitate. But Emily grabs your hand and pulls you inside.
And? How's college?
Oh, good, I guess.
Must be better than good, since you haven't shown your face around here in a while.
You see, I...
Look what the cat dragged in.
Hi, Kiara.
Hey.
This game features something called X-Ray. Use your cursor to highlight and press the left mouse in the upper left corner. This will enter an X-Ray mode. You can leave it by pressing anywhere on the screen. Try it yourself. Oh, okay. We know about that from the In Seton games. Didn't know you're back at camp.
Didn't think I would be. Anyway, nice to see you.
You too.
We'll talk later. Gotta go prepare the cabins.
Sure. Not even a hug. Well, that's kind of to be expected, since something else grabs your attention.
Anyone at college catch your eye?
Huh?
College, hot girls.
Ah, sure. There's some hot ones out there. But I'm kind of seeing someone.
You are? Who? What's her name? How old is she? Are you taking classes together? Is she hot? Do you have a picture of her?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions, lady.
For real?
What am I even talking about? Of course you do. Why haven't you already shown me?
Could I unpack first?
Right, silly me. Sorry, I just get so excited.
Some things never change, I guess. Still, she did grow up so much.
Guess not. Oh, right, that reminds me. Eve said you should unpack once you arrive, and she'll come and find you. Here is the key to your room. You better get going, so we still have time to hang out afterwards.
Sounds good to me. This game features navigation. Use your cursor to highlight the interactable objects like doors, items, or characters. To interact with them, simply press the left mouse button. The game also has a hint system. If you get stuck, click on the question mark in the upper right corner to see what you need to do next. To use the map during free roam mode, there's a map. Click on the compass icon below the other icons in the sidebar on the right side of the screen. Damn, we're gonna get lost in the house. Upon clicking the compass icon, the map of your current location will appear on the screen. If you wish to play the game as a novel, clicking yes will turn off free roam. If you change your mind, you can always toggle it on and off in the options menu. No. We'll do free roam. I like free roam. Well, are there any hidden renders? Probably not. I don't think that is this kind of game. Where did I put the key? Find your key in order to enter your room. You must navigate a maze using your mouse cursor. Hover over the start button to start each attempt. Your mouse mustn't touch the maze lines or you'll lose the round.
Well, this is like being a dick.
Yes, it is. At least I'm not fucking time. Look, I'm not that great, especially at this time of night. But I'm doing my best.
I was wondering if it even started.
It is. Oh, it didn't. Oh, this is gonna be fun. I can't find it. Maybe if... Oh, it's unlocked. Look. That was a pain.
All that for it's unlocked.
As you open the door, an overwhelming sense of nostalgia washes over you. Yeah, it's still the same. So many memories. It almost feels good being back. Almost. Jane? You open the message only to find a hot nude selfie from Jane.
Still in bed. Wish you were here.
There we go. Damn, girl, you need to warn me before sending something like this.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Warning.
Oh, video.
As any man would, you start the video. Immediately, you feel your pants tighten. Though, as luck would have it, the door suddenly opens.
I heard you were back home, but I had to see for myself.
As fast as you can, you put down the phone. Hi, Eve. Shit.
Stand up, silly. Give me a hug.
What?
You stand up to give her a hug. She comes in to hug you, but you try your best. She doesn't feel your crotch. What it says.
It's good to see you. So good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, Eve.
Oh, how you've grown.
Yeah, you too, Eve.
Still funny as always.
You know me.
Oh, how I missed you.
Without giving you a chance to react, she hugs you hard. As she presses against you, she feels your bulge.
Oh, I see you've grown in other places too. Happy to see me?
Instantly, you pull away. Eve!
What? I'm just joking.
I know, but still, she's always been like this. Not sure why she gets such a kick out of messing with me like that.
You are always
she's
so
a woman.
Cute and embarrassed. Although there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah, I know the talk. It's normal at my age. Blah, blah, blah.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the size.
Eve, she seriously doesn't know how to let it go.
Just joking. Calm down. Jeez, since when did you get so stiff?
Will you stop
that
it?
That was a pretty good one.
Okay, I'll stop.
Thank you.
No, thank you for letting me feel it.
Hey, you said you'll stop. Not sure why I even believed her.
That was the last one. I promise.
Good.
This is the best thing to do in awkward situations like this.
Knowing what follows, you sit on the bed.
If we didn't make a joke out of it, you would have been thinking whether I felt it or not. And I would have been thinking, why does have an erection? That means we'd both be thinking about your, and that's a lot more awkward. It would leave a scar on your young, impressionable brain. Not a big one, but for the next couple of days, you'll be thinking, did Eve feel my erection? It would go through your head every time you saw me. You'd be confused, even worried about it. This way.
Eve, stop it. I get it. You don't need to overanalyze me or this situation.
Oh, right. Sorry, work at it.
I know.
Thank you for coming on such short notice.
It's okay.
I know I probably ruined your summer. But I really needed you here.
So what's going on?
Mentioned on the phone, things are going to be different this year.
What things?
The patients.
What, you're no longer taking in fappers and bullies?
No. We graduated to serial killers.
What?
I'm joking.
That wasn't really funny.
Best I let you and Pam. We can talk more during dinner.
Sure.
Okay, I need to get back to work anyway. See you later.
Later, Eve. As she leaves, you turn towards your luggage. Panties are a form of collectible items scattered across the camp in various locations. Some are easier to spot, while others will be hidden away in hard-to-see places. Ah, so you see what they're getting at here? Hidden renders! Here we go.
There's one under the pillow there.
Yep. Collecting panties will unlock special images in the gallery, not those. So keep your eyes open for them in each scene. I should finally unpack, and I gotta make sure not to forget about Jane's text. Around 20 minutes later, all done, now to help Kiara finish setting up. Go to the camp area.
Gotta go downstairs.
Go to the bathroom. Okay, so there's really nothing to do there. Go back to your room. I don't see a pair of panties anywhere. They said that some would be hard to see.
No, you already got them.
All right.
They were the highlighted things that you...
Master bedroom. What was that? Well, you gotta look around, you know. But, yeah. You gotta familiarize yourself with the place, too. Emily's room. You would think her panties would be lying around somewhere, but... Not every woman just leaves their...
She's not an animal. Puts them in the hamper.
She's not an animal. Oh, okay. I see how this works. That heart arrow normally would... But it... I wish they would put the feet there because it seems it's confusing. The hearts are normally used for changing scenes. Go to the camp area. Well, maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
Where?
It was quite clear, sir.
Well, here I am in the lounge.
Are you going to need a bath?
No, I'm just messing around. I'm in the terrace now. Okay, that's kind of cool. The back, okay. The area under construction. Okay, now I'm way out there. But I think I'm going closer where I need to be. Community area. Camp area. Volleyball field. Cabins. Need help?
I'm doing the last cabin.
So yes or no?
Sure. Why not?
Say!
Huh?
Eve mentioned something.
What?
That she's taking in different patients this time around?
Boy, his penis is vomiting everywhere.
You know anything about that?
She didn't tell me anything.
Nothing?
No. She's probably screwing with you. It's always the same guy since my first year here. Delinquent boys and wannabe badasses.
So you're type, right?
Maybe.
You always loved it when they arrived. Me, on the other hand.
So what if they didn't like you? Can you blame them? They were jealous.
Kind of funny if you're sending people, chronic fappers, to a camp to be cured, wouldn't half-naked women be it?
So that's why they screwed with me?
I guess. It wasn't so bad.
Maybe for you, the hot girl in the camp that no one could touch.
That is true, but...
They're the reason I hate this place from the bottom of my soul.
No, you don't.
Want to bet?
How about you just help me clean this cabin?
Yay, making beds for animals. Woohoo! Still unhappy, you decide to help her. How to play. Help Kiara clean the cabin. Click OK. Click on all the garbage items and make this room clean for the patients.
Don't touch the walls, though.
Oh, no. Don't even get... Oh! This is one of those. Oh,
so
no, we're doing it.
Look now. Like that?
Yeah, we have to do it like this.
Okay.
The box, some shoes. Well, this is kind of easy.
The brush on the bed.
Is that the brush?
Yep.
Okay.
Under the table there. Yep.
Yeah, that should be it.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do.
With the cabin prepared, yeah, you two walk out. Either it's holy crap, that's hard, or...
So easy,
yeah.
Wonder.
Fuck this.
You're not a kid anymore. You can hold your ground now.
You don't need to tell me that.
Then why are you bitching about it all the time?
Damn, ice cold.
You really don't want to be here, huh?
Yeah, I really don't.
This year won't be so bad. I have a feeling the guys will be nice.
I bet you do. Nice and hot, maybe.
You trying to say something?
Nope.
You sure about that?
Damn, she is prodding him, ain't she?
Yeah.
Positive.
Ugh, shit.
What is it?
I forgot the guidelines in the house.
I'll go get them.
Don't forget, you need to put two in each cabin.
I remember, Kiara.
Sorry for doubting you. Anyway, I think I left them on the kitchen table.
Got it. Get the guidelines from the kitchen table.
Whoops.
I'm all over this damn place. Hush now. I can do this, I swear.
You ain't got that long to play.
Here they are.
Hey.
Huh?
Wanna go for a swim?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to.
Come on, it's such a nice day.
I have to get these.
Oh, come on. Can you please? I wanna try on my new bikini.
You got it on. It looks fine. You got another one? I wanna see that one as well. I can't write.
Trust me, you need to swim after such a long trip.
Fine, let's go for a swim. The lake did look refreshing.
Yay!
But just a quick dip.
Sure.
Let me go get my trunks.
Hurry up.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Well, that looked better than you thought.
Yeah, yeah. Going upstairs, you rummage through your stuff and pull out your trunks. Putting them on, you rush back downward, downstairs.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Whee!
Yep, that's what you be saying.
Together, you make your way towards the lake.
Hey, Kiara's here too.
Is she now?
Kiara, put on some clothes.
Topless?
Show off. Come on, let's go.
Boy, she skipped out on putting those brochures in the cabin room.
You and Emily make your way towards the small dock.
What are you two doing here? Going for a swim? What are you doing topless? Getting a tan.
Makes sense.
Maybe you should be a bit more careful. What do you care, you little brat? Ugh, I told you not to call me that. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm 19. Not being a kid doesn't mean you're not still a brat. Ugh.
How about we all calm this down a little, huh?
I am calm.
Saying this, Kiara lies back down on her stomach. Not feeling the need to intervene anymore, you start running. And jump into the lake. Ah, so refreshing. Give me a second. Guys, it's about that time. They take a while. I'll say that. Alright, let's continue. Ah, so refreshing. Come on, Emily.
Here I come.
She starts running, jumps, and makes the biggest splash she can.
Oof, it's cold. Why didn't you warn me?
What the fuck, Emily?
In her fit of rage, Kiara forgets that she's topless. Gulp.
Sorry.
Huh? Shit, I'm topless.
Immediately, she lies back down.
It won't happen again.
Yeah, whatever. You should be more careful.
You did it on purpose, didn't you?
Maybe. This is too cold for me. I'm getting out.
What are you talking about? It's perfect.
Just begged them to come down there.
Boo, party pooper. Ignoring you, Emily swims towards the shore and gets out of the water as soon as she can. Unbeknownst to her, the new bikini she bought becomes a bit see-through and wet. Her nipples also got hard from the icy water, combined with a slightly transparent bikini. It's a view you're not very comfortable seeing.
Why not?
How can you stay in there?
It's not so bad. Oh fuck, am I getting hard? I'm gonna go for a swim. I gotta get this picture out of my head.
You're crazy.
Probably. Trying to cool off, you start swimming. What's wrong with me? I got hard by looking at Emily's tits, and I'm still hard. What the? I mean, it's a normal physical reaction, right? Right? Just my male brain. It sees boobs and the brain sends a signal. Apparently, it doesn't matter whose. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
First, I see Kiara topless, and then Emily with a see-through bikini. Fuck, Grim, get it out of your head. Still, not calm enough, you decide to swim a bit longer. And a few minutes later, finally, you swim up to the dock.
Your balls freeze off yet?
Nah, you coming back in?
Not a chance.
I don't know. Weren't you the one that wanted to go swimming?
No. I don't recall saying that.
Kiara, what about you?
I'm good.
Oh, come on. The water's great. Don't listen to Emily.
The Weather Channel said the next 5 days will be extremely hot. Maybe in a day or two, when the water gets a bit warmer. Besides, I don't even have my swimsuit here.
Fine.
Say.
Yeah?
You still haven't told me anything about this girl you're seeing.
Oh, so you are seeing someone.
What's her name?
Jane.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Hotter than me?
Yeah.
You sure?
You break eye contact as your eyes instinctively move downwards. Unable to speak due to the sight you're witnessing, you simply dive underwater. Did she do that on purpose?
Yeah.
Is she not aware that her bikini is see-through? Probably not. Yeah, there's no way she did that on purpose. Shit, I got hard again. Fuck my brain. Ugh, I need air. Gasping for air, you pop out of the water.
You didn't even think about it for a second. Just immediately said yes.
Emily?
What?
Gulp.
You do know that bikini of yours is see-through when it gets wet.
Confused, Emily looks down.
So? Who cares? I'm not hot anyway.
Looking pretty pissed, she storms off.
Like I said, Brett. By the way, you should get out of there before you catch a cold.
I'll just stay in here a little longer, don't worry.
Oh? Yeah, sure. I have a hunch about what's going on.
Like I said, it's not that cold.
Whatever you say. I think we both know why you can't get out. I'll leave you to it, then. I'm going inside. Don't want to get a sunburn.
Oh, okay. Making sure to cover her boobs, Kiara starts getting up. Carefully, she turns around, puts on her shirt, and walks away. As she leaves, you get to the pier. I better wait a minute or two until it goes down again, just to be safe. And a minute or two later, you get out of the lake. Taking the towel that Kiara left, you dry yourself off. It felt a little weird wiping myself down with a towel she had under her. No, no more thinking about shit like that. Anyway, why did Emily just run away? Is she that insecure about her looks? Well, probably. She's only 19 and still pretty impressionable. I should go talk to her, maybe apologize. Damn, it's so hot outside. Alright.
You gotta put them in the... You gotta put the pressure up.
Oh, yeah.
Each cab...
Go talk to Emily living room. Yeah, it doesn't let you do the brochures yet. In living room. All the... Oh, what's back of the house?
Got you going in a...
Holy... Community area. Oh, the community area is the... Alright. I get it now. I mean, you're not going to get that lost. But you can. So, hold on. It's not that way. Patio. No, that's the patio. Alright, so it's this way. And then it's that way. And then we go into the office room? No. Could have sworn I was able to get there through here, but it doesn't seem like it. The terrace. Okay, so I went through the terrace. And that is the patio? Okay, so I'm back at the patio again. Lounge room. Okay, so now I'm back in this room again, the office room. Could have sworn I was there before. We've done this before. I don't know why in the world we can't get there now. Back? And that's to the camp.
Going that way.
Alright, so hold on. Camp Red Falls. Oh, okay. Fuck, that heat is gonna be the end of me.
No swearing under my roof.
Maybe you should install an AC unit because it's hot as hell under your roof.
Sweat builds character.
Ugh. Hope you're right.
I am.
Trying to ignore the unbearable heat, you go upstairs. Finally finding yourself in front of Emily's room. Without knocking, you open the door and go inside. Oh? Well, you stand there for a second, staring at Emily's chest, finally realizing exactly what you're doing. Shit, sorry, what the hell am I staring at?
Voice.
It's okay. Let me just put my bra on.
Yeah, sorry again, I should have knocked.
Could you help me with this?
I don't know.
Pretty please?
Okay.
Didn't take much convincing, did it?
Reluctantly, you get behind her and hook her bra together.
Thanks.
Again, your eyes involuntarily move south. Fuck off, brain. Stop. And you move a... Excuse me, as you move a step back...
And? Did you need something?
I just wanted to check.
Check in on me? Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Anything else?
We good?
No. Did he forget what he said already?
Why not?
Because you said I'm not hot. And I can't have that.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. As a thought pops into her head, she sits on her bed. It rhymes.
Maybe I could show him how I am hotter than this genie. Could you help me with something?
I guess. What is it?
Let me just get something under my bed first.
Slowly, she slides onto the floor.
This will be so much fun. So much stuff down here. Where is it?
Laying stuck under the bed porn.
There you are. Oh, shit. I think I'm stuck. Yeah,
yep.
So stuck.
Boy, can I point it out or can I point it out?
Pretending like she's getting out, Emily starts wiggling her ass.
Can you help me get out of here, please?
Why didn't she put on any pants? That bikini is...
Hello?
Cautiously move behind her as she keeps swinging her hips.
Oh, the dry hump game. I want to play.
She really did grow up. I mean, look at that. Get those thoughts out of your head, Grim. Naturally, you're unable to stop yourself from stiffening up. Fuck, not again.
Can you, pull me out or something?
Yeah, sure. I already lost control of how many erections I had today. But how?
Just grab my hips and pull, duh.
Right. Grabbing your hips. You start pulling.
Harder.
Okay. After a little nudging, Emily is still stuck.
Pull harder.
I'm pulling.
Pull harder.
I'm pulling. Getting a little pissed, you pull with all your strength. Since she wasn't really stuck, just pretending. Your strength surprised her and she flies out from underneath the bed. And you land, as you land on her ass lands on your crotch. Because of course it does.
That is...
For a moment, neither of you move.
He got hard?
Suddenly she springs up. Shit, did she feel my boner?
Thanks. So much for not being hot enough.
With her confidence back, Emily just sprawls onto her bed. Didn't you need help with something?
Already got it.
What? I don't get it.
Doesn't matter. Oh, you're so clueless.
Okay. Guess I'll leave you to it then.
Yeah, bye.
That was strange. Was she... teasing me? This guy's face looks a lot different than some of the others.
Yeah.
Nah, she couldn't have. Why would she do that? As you're finishing up your inner monologue, Kiara pops out of the bathroom. Oh, hi!
It's so fucking hot in here. Eve should install an AC. I just had a shower and I'm already getting sweaty.
Sweat builds character.
Bullshit.
Oh, let me show you something neat. Look at the window. See?
Yeah, pretty neat.
Bullshit.
Agreed. Bullshit. Oh, I'm so tired. I only got a few hours of sleep. With your eyes already closing, you go to your room and get into your bed. I should take a quick nap. Yeah, just to rest my eyes a little. Finally, exhaustion takes over and you fall asleep. A few hours later, it's already dark outside. This is more than a quick nap. You check your phone and notice that it's 2 in the morning. Whoa, I slept that long? Damn. Wonder why no one woke me up for dinner. Guess they just didn't want to bother me. How is it still so hot this late? I'll just go grab some water. Still a little blurry-eyed, you exit your room, go downstairs, and into the kitchen. After rummaging around the fridge a little, you pour yourself a glass of water. Glug, glug, glug. Blessed be H2O. Okay, back to bed. As you're leaving the kitchen, you notice Eve coming down the stairs. Hi, Eve.
Oh, you startled me. What are you doing up?
I got thirsty. So did I. How come no one woke me up?
Sorry, when I saw you sleeping, I didn't want to wake you.
Oh, thought so. It's okay. And why are you still up?
Oh, I couldn't sleep. so I thought I'd go for a walk.
Something bothering you? Want me to come with you?
No, no. It's just so hot in here. I could use some air.
I get it.
Anyway, you should go back to bed. The patients will arrive first thing in the morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good night.
Night.
Arriving back in your room, it doesn't take long for sleep to take you.
Hey.
Hmm?
Sweetie, wake up.
Huh? What time is it?
It's 7 a.m. Time to wake up.
Yeah, I had such a strange dream. Still not fully awake, you don't notice the morning wood you currently have. Unlike you, Eve does.
He's hard again? I should definitely just ignore it.
What's the matter?
Nothing. How am I supposed to ignore a bulge that big?
You sure?
Yeah. It's nothing. Oh, it's so big. Now I wonder what it actually looks like. Silly me.
Now, we've been here with the Lust Theory games, but I don't mind going back. Why does she keep looking down? A little confused, you glance where her eyes were pointing at. Oh, shit!
Don't worry. It's only natural.
Yeah, not really, especially with a dream I had. I think the image of her in lingerie got burned into my mind.
So?
You interrupt her attempt to change the subject. When are the idiots sorry patients getting here?
Don't call them idiots. They're just, unadjusted to the real world. And they need our help.
Yeah, I know. She didn't get the joke. Fine, when are the patients getting here?
They should be here in an hour or so.
Alright, so we're gonna end it on this one. Yeah, it's interesting. We're gonna see what happens when all the crazies get in and things start getting a little more interesting. But alright guys, you can pick this up at Steam and GOG and a lot of other places, and of course there's also the Storytime expansion, which I also have. So alright, we'll see you next time with more Helping the Hotties. And I'm out.
Oh yeah, later.